You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello there. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous, and welcome to a cast on how to prepare plus wipe your iPhone to resell or trade in. Now, we have all come to this point. Maybe you have not. Maybe you're a very new user to your iPhone device. This might be coming in handy. And to those that have done it a million times, you might learn something in this, as I have. What I have done is I looked at the Apple support and see what the recommendation by Apple and what they suggest you should do before you resell or trade in your device. And believe it or not, there is a lot more than just erasing the all contents and settings. Now, a lot of people probably don't know what I'm talking about there, but for those that do, you're probably going to be interested in listening to this as they will go over some of the things I didn't think about. And I was like, oh, that's a great idea. And a lot of these things makes a lot of sense. So I'm going to show you how to properly, and by recommendation by myself and by Apple, how you should properly prepare and wipe your iPhone. The first thing we're going to do, we are going to unpair your Apple Watch. So if you're an Apple Watch user, you will want to do this. So in order to unpair your Apple Watch from your device, you just go to your Watch app.
Watch.
And once you find that, do a one finger double tap.
Watch, my watch, heading.
And then we're going to swipe to the right until you get to your device or your watch.
The mouse watch, 42 millimeters, button.
And there's my watch itself, so I'm going to do one finger double tap here.
Selected. My watch. Back button.
And now we're going to swipe to the right until we get to the more info button.
More info. Button.
Once you find the more info button, one finger double tap here.
Apple watch. Back button.
And now you're going to swipe to the right until you get to the unpair watch.
Unpair Apple watch. Button.
All right, so once you get to here, you just do a one finger double tap there. And what it's going to do here, just to let you know, it's going to back up what you had on the Apple Watch so you can restore that to your new device. The second step we want to do, we want to make sure we back up your iPhone. That's the most important thing after we do an unpair of your watch. We want to make sure everything is backed up to the cloud so you'll be able to restore it onto your new device. To do this, we're going to go to the Apple Settings app. So let's go to that.
Settings. One new item.
There's the Apple Settings. So one finger double tap to open that up.
Settings.
And now what you want to do is you're going to swipe to the right until you get to something that sounds like this, but with your name on it.
Thomas Donville, Apple ID, iCloud, iTunes and App Store. Button.
Once you find this, do a one finger double tap here.
Selected. Settings. Back button.
And now we're going to swipe to the right until we get to the iCloud button.
iCloud. Button.
Once you find the iCloud button, once again, one finger double tap.
Selected. Apple ID. Back button.
And now we're going to swipe to the right until we get to the iCloud backup, which is either turned on or off. Most of the time, it should be on. So we'll go to that.
iCloud backup. On. Button.
There it is. So it's set on. Do one finger double tap here.
iCloud. Back button.
And now we're going to swipe to the right until we get to the backup now button.
Backup now. Button.
And now you're going to do a one finger double tap and do a backup now. Now this will take some time, but once it's completed, we'll head over to step number three, which is to turn off the iMessage. Once again, we're going to do this within the Apple settings.
Settings. One.
And one finger double tap to get into that.
Settings.
And we're going to swipe to the right until you get to message button.
Messages. Button.
Here we are. One finger double tap to open the message button.
Selected. Settings. Back button.
We're going to swipe to the right until we get to the iMessage, which should be set on by default.
iMessage. On.
And we're going to do a one finger double tap to turn that one off. Now we're going to go to step four, which we are going to disable the activation lock. And this is also going to be in the Apple settings.
Settings. One new item.
We'll go ahead and do a double tap here.
Settings.
And this is also going to be when we swipe to the right to the one we just did above. And step number two, we're going to go find my Apple device, which will be yours with your name on it.
Thomas Donville. Apple ID, iCloud, iTunes, and App Store. Button.
Here it is. One finger double tap.
Selected. Settings. Back button.
And we're going to do the exact same thing we just did. We're going to go all the way down to the iCloud button.
iCloud. Button.
Here we are. One finger double tap here.
Selected. Apple ID. Back button.
And now what we're going to do is we're going to swipe to the right until we get to find my iPhone button.
Find my iPhone. On. Button.
And that is set to on. Go ahead and do a one finger double tap here and turn this item off. And that will disable the activation lock. Onward to step number 5, which we are going to sign out of the iCloud. And yes, we got to go back to the Apple settings.
Settings.
All right. One finger double tap here.
Settings.
And I'm going to swipe right until we get to that same thing with your name, but we're going to hear mine.
Thomas Donville, Apple ID, iCloud, iTunes and App Store. Button.
And do one finger double tap here.
Selected. Settings. Back button.
Now, at the very bottom of this page.
Sign out. Button.
It's a sign out button. So go ahead and do a one finger double tap here and sign out of this. Now we are ready for step number 6, where we are going to sign out of your iTunes and App Store account. Back into the Apple Settings app we go.
Settings. One new item.
And once we get here, double tap here.
Settings. Heading.
Now we're here. We're going to swipe to the right until we get to the iTunes and App Store button.
iTunes and App Store. Button.
Here we are. Now do a double tap here.
Selected. Settings. Back button.
Now that we're in here, we're going to swipe to the right until you get your account.
Apple ID. Thomas X.
There's my Apple ID. So I'm going to go ahead and do a one finger double tap here.
Alert. Apple ID.
And now we're going to swipe to the right until we get to the sign out.
Sign out. Button.
And there is the sign out button. And we'll do a one finger double tap here to sign out. Step 7. We are now ready to restore to factory settings. And guess what? We're going to go back into the Apple settings to do this one. So I'm going to go back to my settings.
Settings.
All right. One finger double tap here.
Settings.
And we're going to swipe to the right until we get to the general button.
General button.
Once you're here, one finger double tap here.
Selected. Settings. Back button.
And now we're going to swipe to the right until we get to the reset.
Reset. Button.
And here we are. One finger double tap here.
Selected. General. Back button.
And now we're going to swipe to the right until you get to erase all contents and settings.
Erase all content and settings. Button.
Absolutely. Here, so one finger double tap here. And that will start the erasing and wiping of your device. Once this is completed, step number 8 is to contact your carrier to let them know you no longer have the device so they can de-link that device from you and your account. Those that have any kind of beta testing, just a friendly reminder, I would highly recommend then doing a DFU mode. I am not going to show you how to do a DFU mode simply because it's really not necessary for those that are not on the beta testing. Those that are beta testing, you want to erase your beta OS so the next person in line doesn't get that beta iOS on your device. So those are all the simple ways how to safely prepare plus wipe your iPhone for resale or trade-in. I am Thomas Donville, also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.